The life of the mu'min, the believer, another name for it we could give is caution, being careful. Every moment we have to be careful with us, our tongue, our eyes, our hands, how we use our tongue, our eyes, what do we look at, our hands. Because the human being doesn't know that if he's not careful or cautious, then the individual can commit many, many sins. And he doesn't know the individual, especially when the environment is common, there's regular sins taking place. And when sin becomes prevalent, common, then the person falls into the trap of sin. And sin is the cause of destruction for an individual, sin. And further, for a person who sins in this world and the hereafter, sin is the means or the cause to big loss, big loss. What sins are we talking about? Those that are present in society, common. They may not even have the status of sin. They're that common. And let's see that the punishment of these sins is very large, big, big punishment. Now today, can we see that lots of people complain, common statement, that when a difficulty arises, problems arise, then we utter a statement that, oh, I don't know what sins have I committed. This is a very common statement. When a person has issues, problems, indirectly we are complaining to Allah. This is the reality. Oh, I haven't committed any sins. Why am I being punished? Why am I being squeezed? I don't know, what have I done? What have I done wrong? What have I done to deserve this? That's the statement, isn't it? What have I done to deserve this? I've done nothing. I've not harmed anybody. I haven't harmed any other person. What sin have I committed to deserve this result, this issue, this sorrow I'm going through? And on the other side, we have guidance. I will share a hadith with you, may Allah Ta'ala give, protect us all. There's time to do dhikr, but in my mind, a small hadith has come. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to practice on it. I mean, this is a hadith in Sahih Muslim, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. He narrates this hadith. It's a Sahih hadith, Sahih Muslim. The meaning of this hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guided us, stated, what a great statement. Great statement. That is there a person who gets destroyed most from everybody, or is destroyed? What a big statement. What a big statement. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that totally destroys that person. He's lost. He's lost out. He's a goner. He's a goner. Now, if somebody comes under this definition of this definition that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to give, that he does the action that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to tell us, then tell me, how can we complain and say that, oh, what have I done to deserve this? The person who gets the punishment, then he's destroyed. And if he's destroyed, his home, his business, his children, his health, here and there, everywhere he will be upset, and he will be in a problematic scenario, and he complains saying, what have I done wrong? What have I done to deserve? How sad. And the problem here is that we think life is according to our likings and opinions. We don't refer to Quran and Sharia and the deen, the sunnah, that what does the deen say about this? What is wrong with this? What is right with this? Now here the hadith is telling us that there's a sin and the punishment of sin. So me and you, if we look here, and I should look more towards myself because I'm worse, but I will probably never have thought or considered of this action as a sin. And the punishment for this sin is that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that he's totally destroyed. He's lost out. He's a goner. He's goner. He's a goner. So what is the sin that attains that punishment? Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that individual, that person who looks towards the defects of others and he doesn't look at his own defects. Subhanallah. He focuses on, concentrates on, and looks at the defects of others, but he never looks at his own defects, and he thinks, oh no, there's no sin. I've not done anything wrong. I'm fine. So that person who has these qualities, then he is included under the banner of this hadith, that he considers other people inferior and he thinks he's okay. This person will be, he is destroyed the most, he has nothing to his name and he will be punished. So now we need to ascertain from morning until evening, this is what we do. He's like this, and she's like this, and this person lies, that person backbites, he consumes interest, his daughter's like this, and she's like this, and somebody's run away from him. But what about the sins I've committed? What about my wrongdoings? Yeah? And we say, oh, he's lying. But have I ever looked at myself in the mirror? Have I ever considered myself that I lie myself? Oh, yaar, look how much he eats. Look how much he consumes. Well, what about you? How much do you consume? Oh, look at him. He does these wrong actions. But have we ever thought ourselves that I also do these bad actions, wrong actions, unlawful actions? This is it. This is the point. SubhanAllah, glory be to Allah. Maybe minor, this fact that we're discussing, but for us it's not even a sin. These are such sins that due to this sin, our deeds, ibadah, worship actions will evaporate in the hereafter. So my brothers, we need to be very careful, cautious, prevent ourselves. Never look down at another person, another fellow believer. Do we have time to think about someone else? He's lying, this person does this and that. No. Oh, that person's got this defect. No. That even a person who doesn't believe, we should not think of that person as wrong or is doing wrong. No. Look, mind your own business. Even if you see a defect in someone else, then straight away we have, like, we feel tickly, you know, fidgety. Oh, let me find someone, tell him, do you know what's happened today? You know that man, this happened to him today, and this happened to this person. Isn't this our mashara? Isn't this our society? And then, what sin have I committed? And what has happened? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that this person is destroyed most of all from everyone. Most destruction, he's accrued an ant. Yes, his akhirah is spoiled and his dunya is spoiled. His ibadah, worship has evaporated. Evaporated. So brothers, these things, these points, we need to consider them deeply. This is all related to the akhlaq, the conduct, the morals of a human being. I shouldn't say wrong things from my mouth or look down at others and speak about others. Rather, let me look inwardly. What about my sins? Due to my wretchedness, I'm on this maqam, I'm getting punished like this today, and my scenario is bad, I'm in a bad situation. We don't think like this. We don't think like this. Never do we think like this properly. And then also, Allah Ta'ala gives the punishment. Allah Ta'ala gives the punishment that you are selecting and nitpicking other people's sins. And Allah says maybe his sins will be eliminated and you will be consumed and become busy in those sins. Because you criticize others. So this is in our society, this is a very important part of our life that we need to eradicate. Men, women, brothers, sisters, we should work hard on this. We don't have time all day long. We have opportunities to waste time that there's nothing that compares. From morning until evening, we think we have so much time, we consume that time in talking about this. We should make schedule. I read this much Quran, do this much dhikr, do durood sharif, nawafil, voluntary, optional. So much barakah will come in your life that you will not have time to discuss other people. You won't have time. So a person has a life where he thinks he's got so much time, but he doesn't have time sitting down, eating. What's the time to eat? In the evening, what time do you eat? When I get hungry. No. And there should be a schedule after Asr, after Dhuhr. No, when I get hungry, whatever comes in my way, I'll eat it. Allahu Akbar. So this is our sort of lifestyle, our tartib, our schedule, methodology. What do you know? Whatever comes across my way, I'll eat. Whatever I feel like, I'll eat. We don't have no timings. Who's going to wait for somebody else? This is our ma'ashara society. So we should have a schedule of life. We should have a timetable in our day, in our life, a method of how to live life. That this is the time to eat in the evening, this is the breakfast time in the morning, this is the time to sit in the afternoon, this is the time for tea, this is the time for ta'aleem, this is the time for sitting down. See how much barakat will come into our lives. The nonsense and rubbish will come out of our lives. It will be displaced. And young children, if we bring them up in this way, that sit, this is the time for you, you can play at this time. There's a time, a portion times for activities. The great sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, utilize your time productively. Appreciate time. We don't even know when are we going to eat, when are we going to drink tea, when to drink water, when are we going to drink this, etc. In other words, such great sheikhs have passed in the history of Islam that people used to set their times according to the schedules of the sheikh. The sheikh, Hazrat, is going to do this action at 10. So If that was seen, that person was doing the action at 10 a.m., then they'd know that, yes, this is the time of the day, because the person, he always does this action at that time. And for us, we waste our time. We don't even consider it as a sin. We look at our ibadah, I've done this many hajj and umrah and worship. Allah Ta'ala says that this will not benefit you. The person who is most destroyed who has got a bad ending here with regards to hereafter. But today we should do tawbah, true, honest repentance. Do we do this, brothers? That we will never look into the defects of other people. Even if we'll see somebody's lying, then first and foremost I look at myself. He's lying. Do I lie as well? Do I do the same? That I should ask for forgiveness today for lying. And put the padlocks on your tongue that I'm not going to repeat what I've seen with anyone else. Doesn't matter how much you feel in your stomach or your heart that you want to speak. Go to the wall and speak to the wall and get it out. This is also a method that the pious people have taught us. Then when you want to speak about someone else, you don't know how to make your stomach light, then go and stand next to the wall and speak to the wall that this man, he was lying, so that you feel satisfied that at least the wall's listening to me. And so other men, I'm not repeating this to another person. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, ability, capability. That it's not a minor issue, it's a big sin. And this is the biggest sin. That the biggest sin is when a person considers the big sins as small, minor. And look at our conclusion today, our scenario today, that when there are big sins, we consider them as minor, small. And especially, take this statement away from your tongues. Oh, what have I done to deserve this? I don't know what sins have I committed. What have I done wrong to deserve this? I don't know what's the reason that I'm getting punishments. This is a very common, if we start counting top to bottom that person's sins, then it's the fruit. You say, no, this isn't a sin. This isn't a sin. The person's full of sins, occupied with sins. What have I done to deserve this end? Look at that person. This hasn't happened to him, etc. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand and implement the solution. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله والسلام والسلام سيد المرسلين شفيع المظلومين دعوة ياسين وحبيب المؤمنين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي أمه وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا بصيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
آمين.